And so what's the class after respect?
Healing the Feeling Child. Healing the Feeling Child is about teaching parents the way that children and all people heal from the emotional hurts that happen to us. As much as we try to protect children from harm, we cannot protect them from the daily emotional hurts that are part of living. Disappointment, frustration, loss, anger, all of those emotions that parents find so challenging to respond to with their children. And how to be with children in a way that allows them to process those emotions and heal those emotional hurts and move forward. When we get stuck in emotional hurts, it's very hard for children to move forward in their behavior. Doing this with children strengthens that connection and that bond. One of the strongest ways that we can connect with children is through empathy, to let them know that we hear what they're feeling, that we understand what they're feeling, that what they're feeling is okay with us, and that we're willing to listen to that. And to learn that it's not our job as parents to stop children from crying, and that we can't heal their emotional hurts for them, but we can support them in healing their emotional hurts by being a safe container to hear those hurts, rather than thwarting their healing by shutting down that process.
So what I'm hearing here is a completely different attitude and view. What does one do about tantrums?
Tantrums. We don't do anything about tantrums.
Uh-oh.
Except create a safe place for them to empty out. All a tantrum is spillover. A tantrum is never about the incident or the hurt that we did see. When children don't feel safe enough to release their hurts, they store them up inside. It's as if they have a little cup inside where any hurt that happens, and they don't release that hurt when it happens by crying or raging or whatever they need to do to release those painful feelings, they store them inside. But children have a limited capacity to store those hurts. And when that cup gets filled, one more little hurt will happen, which is the last straw that spills the cup over, and it just all comes pouring out.
It's a trigger there.
It's a trigger. Yeah, okay. And what children need from us when that's happening to them is just to keep them safe. Don't let them hurt themselves or anyone else, and just let it empty out, empty out, empty out. And when the tantrum is over, I'm sure most parents have had the experience of what I call the rainbow after the storm, that the child is happy and content and relaxed and loving as if it had never happened. And my experience of children is when nothing's hurting them, that is how they are. So the bright side to tantrums, even though there's not much we can do to prevent them, is that it's a process they need to go through to empty out, to get back to that loving, clear space.
Although I don't remember myself, I imagine it must be pretty frustrating to be a little kid. You can't turn the doorknob, you can't tie your shoe, you can't reach the counter, you know, all of these things that just don't work well. I can imagine that building up over time.
It does, and very often children are in positions where they don't have any control over their life. They don't get a choice whether they go to childcare or to school, or if mom or dad have to go to work. And so it's very easy for little hurts and frustrations to build up. And it also depends a lot on the temperament of the child. Some children are far more sensitive than others, and so they get a lot more hurt, so their cup fills up a lot more quickly. And they just need to heal it by emptying it out.